Welcome to the Talk Theater in Chicago podcast, your audio source for what's going on in the Chicago theater scene. Coming up on today's podcast, we have an interview with Jack Hickey, the artistic director of the Oak Park Festival Theater. He will be talking to Tom Williams, and I'm sure you'll enjoy this interview. Also, we have an audio review of Tally's Folly by the Oak Park Festival Theater. And of course, Chicago's theater news. So sit back and relax, and get ready to talk theater.
Hello, this is Tom Williams, and you are listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's interview podcast. Our guest this week is from the Oak Park Festival Theater, which I was at last night, which would have been June 14th, the first time I was there. And it's a beautiful place. I had a great evening. And we are here with the artistic director, Jack Hickey. Hello, Jack.
Hello.
And I must say, I feel bad that in the last almost 6 years I've been reviewing, I have not been out to your place. But you know how schedules fall and there's so many theaters. But I had a wonderful time.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. A lot of people tell me that sort of Oak Park Festival Theater is a well-kept secret. And so having a chance to get the word out about our company, which is a 30-year-old company.
Why I really feel bad. So, and then I see Michael Weber there, who's the director of the play, and then I see it's a Lanford Wilson play. So tell us about what you have going now.
Well, we're opening tonight, June 15th, Tally's Folly by Lanford Wilson. It's a beautiful, romantic, wonderful, touching story between two people, two sort of misfits who find each other eventually. One of the reasons we chose it is because we're an outdoor theater, we look for plays that have a natural outdoor setting. And this boathouse gazebo type setting that the play takes place in just seemed a natural for the park where we perform.
So tell us who's in the play.
We have David Girolamo, who plays Matt Friedman. He's an accountant from St. Louis. And he comes down to visit Sally Tally, played by Maggie Graham, who lives in the Ozarks, and he's met her a year before, and he's just infatuated with her and has come down again to try and talk to her and spend some time with her.
What appears as a simple story, I mean, he's there to court her and really to get her to come back to St. Louis,
right,
ends up being such a fabulous story on many levels. I mean, he's a city Jewish immigrant, worldly, sophisticated guy, and she's kind of a rural hick.
Exactly. Like you say, they're sort of misfits that you wouldn't think that normally they would fit together. And yet, as you learn the course of the play, sort of the stories of the things that each of the characters have gone through, you learn that more and more they're sort of destined to be together, which is, you know, pretty wonderful.
Yeah, and it also shows that you can find love when you're older. I mean, his character is 42, and I think she's 31.
Exactly.
And neither one of them thought they'd ever find anybody.
Right, and especially considering this is set in 1944.
Yeah, during the height of World War II, yes.
So a woman in the South at 31 years old.
She was an old maid, yeah.
Looked at as an old maid, yeah. Exactly. So,
well, it is a wonderful show, and with Michael Weber directing and with an A-list cast, I mean, it's 97 minutes. It just flew right by, and it was just beautifully done.
Well, we're glad you liked it. Yeah, we're very proud of it. We're very pleased. We're very thrilled to have Michael direct for us as well.
Yeah, tell us how that happened.
Well, Michael and I, oddly enough, I've been an actor in Chicago, an actor and director in Chicago for close to 20, 30 years. It goes on. I've been here a long time. And Michael and I, oddly enough, have never worked together, but we've seen each other's work as an actor, as directors, back and forth, and we've always had a great relationship. And when it came time for me to start looking for directors for this year's season, he was a natural thought. One of the reasons he was interested in is that he's never directed outdoors before.
Okay, so, I didn't believe so, because I've kind of followed Michael's career, yeah.
So that was a new experience for him, and obviously he's done a great job with it. For the most part, there are not too many differences between acting, you know, directing outdoors and indoors. There are some certain distractions, other things you have to take into consideration. But
well, you got to have actors that can project.
Exactly.
Even though I know there was, I saw a few.
We have
mics. Yeah,
right.
Four mics, but still, on the set and with planes going overhead and so forth, you can't have my pet peeve of young actors. You can't have people whisper. You got to have people who can project. And boy, David is fabulous.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, we're very pleased with the cast, and we couldn't be prouder.
Well, so let's give a little commercial for the show. It's Tally's Folly, and tell us where you're located.
The play takes place in Austin Gardens in Oak Park, and Austin Gardens is just north of the corner of Lake Street and Forest Avenue in Oak Park. So it's very close to the intersections of Harlem and Lake.
Yeah, I have never been there, and I had no problem finding it. And parking was easy.
Great, yeah. There's parking right across the street on Forest Avenue. The play runs Thursdays through Sundays. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the curtain's at 8 o'clock. And on Sundays, we're doing a 7 o'clock curtain. We're going to run through July 15th.
Through July
15th. So we've got four more weeks of we have this weekend and four more weeks to run.
Well, and give us a phone number and tell us how much the tickets are.
Sure. The phone number is 708-445-4440. And tickets basically are $25. There is a student discount. There are senior discounts as well. But
well, that's a bargain for an equity caliber show. And this is 97 minutes. It just flows. It's just a beautiful play. And I was so pleased. I had a guest with me, a young lady who doesn't like outdoor theater and doesn't like heavy dramas. She's a musical comedy gal. And she came with me kind of because I needed a ride and I wanted to be with her. And she kept whispering in my ear how fabulous the play was and how she loved being there. The atmosphere is beautiful in your place.
And that's one of the things I consider a privilege. It's my job to come to the park, to come outdoors and work every day. And, as actors, we're usually inside dark theaters all day long, all night long. We don't always get to see the sun. In this situation, I joke with the actors. I sometimes call it, it's kind of like theater summer camp. Since we're primarily a summer theater, outdoors, we are only a summer theater.
Yeah, and there's only a couple of places that do outdoor anymore. I think it's First Folio and you guys are about it.
Right, right, exactly.
But you just don't do one show. You have several shows, right?
Well, that's something that I'm pleased to say that happened while I've been artistic director. I have been artistic director of the theater for 5 years. Tonight actually marks the opening of my fifth season as artistic director. And when I first started, the practice was to only do one show, generally Shakespeare, run it all summer long. And the thinking was, there are some people, God forbid, who don't like Shakespeare.
Heaven forbid.
Exactly.
Well, I used to say that if it's non-equity and it's a little storefront theater of kids right out of college, you got to be careful. But when it's top drawer equity and you guys have the reputation of doing Shakespeare correctly, this is a great Shakespeare city.
Right, without a doubt. And Shakespeare may be my greatest love as an actor and director. But we did think, we had comments from audience who said, Shakespeare's not my thing. So we thought, what could we do to increase our audience, to get those people who maybe don't like Shakespeare, who maybe come to the show instead? So 3 summers ago, we decided to do, in addition to our Shakespeare show, which was Comedy of Errors, we decided to do All My Sons by Arthur Miller.
Terrific play.
Again, choosing plays that work in an outdoor setting. All My Sons takes place in the backyard of family's house.
That's right.
And so as the light was going, as the sun is setting and the lights come up, it's just such a natural setting for some plays. The next year we chose Picnic. Same thing. It's all outdoors. Again, this year we thought Tally's Folly, a beautiful play that sets well outdoors. And the nice thing about it is not only have we increased our audience for people who perhaps don't like Shakespeare, they do come to the non-Shakespeare, but the people who do like Shakespeare and like our work come back again for a second time to see the other play.
Well, that's good. Let me ask you this. Are you drawing a younger audience? Because we sure need to get the younger folks in.
We're trying our best. We have a couple of things that we do. We have student discount nights that we promote, and we also have a family night that we start the show. Actually, this will only apply to our second show this year, which we haven't talked about yet, but it's going to be the story of Robin Hood.
Oh, yeah.
And we're starting the show at 5 p.m. for family nights to make it easier for everybody to bring their kids. And there's going to be activities, face painting, stage combat workshops, all kinds of things to involve the younger kids to get them involved.
Well, let's get into that because I think that's a great idea. So your next show after Tally's Folly, which runs till July 15th.
Right.
And, folks, I highly recommend the show. It's just a work of art. Beautifully done. And it's an example of the kind of work that you can expect at the Oak Park Festival Theater. But after that, you have Robin Hood.
A lot of people have come up to us and said, wait, you guys do Shakespeare every year. What's this Robin Hood all about? For people who like Shakespeare, I can tell you that it's written in the style of Shakespeare. We have a local Chicago playwright. His name is Scott Lynch Giddings, who wrote the play as if Shakespeare would have written it. He wrote it in five acts. He wrote it in iambic pentameter. There's poetry and prose. If you close your eyes and stretch your imagination just a little bit, you can imagine that Shakespeare might have written this play. However, being written by a contemporary playwright, there's a contemporary feel to it as well. So it's a really rousing play. And it's going to be directed by Kevin Tice, who directed Picnic for us last year.
He's a top director.
Yeah, Kevin directed another sort of big swashbuckling play a few years ago called Fair Maid of the West, and it had loads of fighting.
Yeah,
and
I remember that.
This is going to tend to be on that same line.
It's a cast of, like, when I was looking in the program, it's like a cast that goes on forever.
There are 18 actors.
Wow.
And maybe 30 to 35 characters. So, yeah, it's a big and ambitious production, but it's a lot of fun. And all the characters that you know
from
Robin Hood.
Is this a premiere?
It's not.
Okay.
The play was premiered about 10 years ago by another theater that I was involved with called Equity Library Theater. And I'm pleased to tell you that I was a member of the original cast as well. So when you open the published script and you look in there, I get to be listed as...
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's always kind of fun. But it hasn't been done really in 10 years since, and I just think the play is such an exciting play, and it really hasn't gotten quite the attention that it deserves. So hopefully, especially out there in the park.
When does it open?
It opens July 20th, so we come down with Tally's on a Sunday, and we're right back up the next Friday, the opening night Friday after that. So that'll be a few challenges in turning the...
And one of my favorite young actors I saw on the program, Chris Prentice, is playing Robin Hood.
Playing Robin Hood, yeah.
Hey, Chris is a real talent. He just came off a terrific production of Hamlet.
Yeah, we were pleased to see him come into auditions. We were sitting through auditions, and, you know, as you come in, you say, yeah, it's the title character, you know, who's going to play it? And we had some actors who came in who, you know, we thought, yep, they all have possibilities. And then Chris came in and read, and we were like, oh. There it is. There's Robin Hood right there.
And you have one of our premier actors in it also.
Steve Pickering.
Yes, he's terrific.
Yeah, and we are thrilled that he decided to be involved with us this summer. He plays the Sheriff of Nottingham, so he's the bad guy.
Well, he's a terrific villain.
Yeah.
Actors will tell you that they love playing villains.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Okay, so now that'll run July 20th until, what, into August?
Yeah, of August. I believe it's the 25th. It's a Saturday. We're going to close on a Saturday, so that sort of that last Saturday in August.
Okay, and, of course, they can get information on your website.
Right.
Which is?
www.oakparkfestival.com.
So, oakparkfestival.com.
Right, and again, the phone number again for information is 708-445-4440.
Okay, and what do you have after that? I think you had one more thing that
we do have a play that takes place on Wednesdays. There's a storyteller. She's pretty well known throughout the Chicagoland area. Her name is Megan Wells, and for 3 years in a row, she has sort of co-opted one of our off nights. This year it's going to be Wednesday nights, and she's telling the story of it's called Firebird, and it's sort of a mythical storytelling with music and masks and storytelling.
Oh, I love storytelling. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, and Megan Wells is really wonderful. She's done a couple of shows for us before, and she's really developing a following, and so those are Wednesday nights.
When is that going to open?
That starts July 25th, the first July Wednesday, 25th. And every Wednesday after that, I believe.
Well, I'll make sure I cover both of those because I love storytelling, and the Robin Hood really sounds terrific.
Well, we're so glad to have you come out, Tom.
Well, you know, I feel bad that I haven't been, you know, I try and cover everything, and sometimes you just can't. I think one time I got caught in a rainstorm, and, you know, sometimes things happen, but that's why I wanted to make up for it because outdoor theater in the summer in Chicago is really a treat.
Right, and we have not been touched by the cicadas. There are no
cicadas.
Yeah,
they're right. There are none. In fact, that was what my girlfriend says. Well, I hope the cicadas aren't. And I didn't hear one, and we were there early. So
we got lucky, and maybe, you know, 20 blocks down the road, there's a forest preserve, and they're full of them. But in our little area of Austin Gardens, which is a gorgeous little park.
Yes, it is.
There are no cicadas. It's really quite lovely, really pleasant, full of trees.
Well, it's the kind of area that you can park, have dinner, and kind of walk over because you're only a block or two from the whole main drag in Oak Park,
right.
Which has got some terrific restaurants.
Up and down Lake Street and a little just off Lake Street, there are some fabulous restaurants.
So let's tell us the background now on the Oak Park Festival Theater.
Sure.
I know you've been around 30 years.
Yeah, I think actually if we're looking at it, I believe this is the beginning of our 32nd season,
okay.
Actually. Sometimes, you know, once you get past 30, you stop keeping track, I think.
Yeah, me too. I agree with that.
But, yeah, it was developed early on by some residents of Oak Park who wanted to bring theater to the suburbs. And it was, from the very beginning, designed to be a professional theater. There's been a great long legacy of people who've come through and who've worked there or ran the place. Bob Falls directed there early on in his career.
Is that right?
He directed a production of Othello. David Mamet actually was involved as an actor one of the first years.
That's a terrific
well.
Piece.
David Darlow was the artistic director there for many years. Tom Mueller was the artistic director there for several years.
These are all big name Chicago people.
Yeah, right? So we're hoping to keep up the tradition for a little while. We sort of were running a little bit, we were running a little bit over budget and we were getting a little stretched thin. But we're happy to say that we've really turned things around and are really, really pleased with the way things are going.
I mean, theater is a gamble to begin with, but outdoor theater, all you need is a couple of weeks of really bad weather, right? Cold or rain, and
right.
That's got to really hurt.
Four or five rainouts can actually hurt whether or not you make a profit or not. So, yeah, it is a gamble. Weather is another big one. We opened, for our 30th anniversary, we opened Romeo and Juliet. We thought, what a great show to combine with our 30th anniversary. And the first few performances of Romeo and Juliet, it was literally cold. We had to add sweaters to the characters' costumes so they wouldn't be up there freezing.
That was, a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see that, but I was out at First Folio when they did Hamlet, and they gave us blankets. It was so cold.
It was the same thing, exactly.
But,
right.
Of course, all us crazy theater people, you know, we stayed for the, you know, for 3-hour show because, you know, when it's good, you stay.
Exactly. The one thing that we have added in addition to the two shows outdoors is we have actually added a third show indoors. In the spring, there's a mansion, an 1890s mansion called Pleasant Home, which is not far away from where our theater is located, our outdoor theater. It's a couple blocks south of Lake Street. And they've invited us to come and perform there. And this is we've finished our second year there. So we have done an indoor show. We did Tartuffe our first year. And then last year we did a show called Murder by the Book, a kind of very literate murder mystery. So we're really trying our best to expand and bring quite an offering to not only Oak Park, but everybody in Chicago.
Well, that is absolutely amazing. So now tell us how you got involved with your background and how you got involved with the Oak Park Festival.
Well, like
theater.
I said, I've been an actor it's close to 30 years, I guess. And I had never worked at the Oak Park Festival. Sometimes they used to call it Oak Park Shakespeare Festival because, again, that's all we did. And one year, 6 years ago, they were doing Midsummer Night's Dream, and it's been a goal of mine for years and years to play Bottom in Midsummer Night's Dream.
Great role. One of the best roles in theater.
I've been in the show 7 times, but never played Bottom.
Okay.
Played Oberon twice. I played Puck. I played Flute, Quince. but never bought him. And I always, you know, let me play that part too. I mean, that's just what the character's all about.
Yeah.
And I auditioned that year, got cast as Bottom, and had a great summer. And during the course of the summer, the artistic director, Dale Calandra at the time, made this cryptic remark to me once. He said, you know, someday all of this could be yours. I said, what are you talking about? And he said, nothing. I found out a couple weeks later that he was going to step down as artistic director. He'd been there, I believe, 7 years or longer, and asked if he wanted me to be submitted as one of the persons to be looked at as artistic director. And I said yes. I'd run a couple of other companies before. One was this Equity Library Theater. I'd run that for several years. And so I was really eager to get the chance to work with Shakespeare, one of my great loves, and to have a chance to be in a position to, you know, create some work for other actors, directors, and designers, and sort of determine the direction of the theater.
Well, let me ask you this, as an artistic director and as an actor, how do you draw the line between picking plays and then putting yourself in them and other? I mean, the temptation's got to be there.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And almost every time I pick a play, I go, oh, that's a nice role. I could probably play that role. I guess one of the things that was very important to me was that when I became artistic director, it wasn't just going to be all about Jack Hickey. That I wanted to really bring in, widen the scope of actors and directors that we had. And actually, for the past 2 years, I have not directed. I've made a conscious effort to bring other directors in. Now, I did act last year. I played Howard in Picnic last year. And this year, I was in the murder mystery Indoors. But I'm not acting in either of the two shows outdoors, nor did I direct all this year. So it is tough. It's tough, but my choice is to serve the audience and to try and choose the kind of season that I think people would like to come see. We're already fortunate enough to have chosen our season for next year. So,
oh, okay. What are you going to do next year?
Next year, Indoors, we're going to do Blithe Spirit by Noel Coward.
Oh, look, great play.
Delightful comedy.
Yes.
And this mansion that we have is perfect for plays set in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. It's just this gorgeous sort of environmental-type theater. And then for the summer, we're going to do Brian Friel's play, Dancing at Lunasa, which is, again, a gorgeous Irish drama.
Yes, I love the play. I know it very well.
And we're going to do Much Ado About Nothing, back to our cultural heritage of Shakespeare. And, again, another marvelous play by Shakespeare, Much Ado About Nothing.
Okay. Do you see yourself in any of these?
When I picked the season, I was like, well, there's Charlie in Blithe Spirit. That's a good role. And there's Jack, who's the older sort of lost brother in Dancing at Lunasa.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are several roles, Dogberry to mention one, in Much Ado. I make no choices ahead of time. I really don't pick a show for my
own. I'm kidding you. I know you don't, because you couldn't maintain the kind of standard that you guys have been up to if it was all about
right.
you. But I had to bring that up.
No, as an actor, your ego always goes into it, and as a character.
But you know what happens? And other top people that have been artistic directors, like people like Michael Weber and Ray Fewen and so forth, they tend to undercast themselves.
Right.
If anything.
I think you try to make sure that people don't say, oh, yeah, it's just his theater, and he gets to play with all the toys. So.
But sounds like you're really excited about this year. And I mean, you're off to such a terrific start with Tally's Folly. I mean, what got you to pick that play? I know you said it's because it's one of the reasons it's outdoors. But,
right.
you know, there's other plays outdoors. This is just such a beautiful script.
Well, there are practical considerations. You know, we knew Robin Hood was going to be a huge cast. So doing a smaller cast show the first time is kind of a knight's idea as well. The fact that it won the Pulitzer Prize doesn't hurt.
not at all. And how did you get the David Germolo to play in it?
We held auditions. I mean, you know, we broadcast the auditions, through Actors Equity. And, we try and talk up our season to as many people as well. One of the benefits of me being in theater in Chicago for so long is I tend to know quite a few people. I certainly don't know everybody in the theater business here in Chicago, but... I know of or know people, so I'm trying to get the word out through word of mouth. And I think, again, because this is such a delightful play, we had no shortage of really some fine actors.
But it takes a great actor to play Matt Friedman. It really does, because he, I mean, it's I Let me ask you this. Are you guys eligible for the Jeffs?
Yes, the Jeff Committee will be.
So the Jeff Committee
will be there tonight.
Will be there tonight. Well, let me make a prediction. I think just on the basis of Germelo's performance, I got a feeling they're going to like it.
Well, from your mouth to God's ears.
Well,
I've been
lucky at the Citation Award. I think I picked 85% of the winners, so I've got a good track record. But I mean, it really is a tour de force on his part.
I'm so glad to hear that. Yeah, we are so happy with the play, with the setting, the design, all of it.
Yeah, and Michael Weber just he had him rolling along. I mean, that 97 minutes just flows. And as my friend who was with me said, I could have stayed another hour. It was that good.
Right. That's the neat thing about theater when it's good.
Yeah.
Your time just flies. I can think of two instances. One, I can say I was in. I was in a production of Bob Falls as a production of Mother Courage. And it was a 3.5-hour production. And the audience, every night, the audience said, never had once did we feel like it was long, ever.
I agree, and I have critics I know that they always ask the running time at the beginning, and I've learned so I don't do that. And they go, oh, my God. You know, it's like a strike against it.
Right.
And I've seen 75-minute plays that are 2 hours or 3 hours too long. You know, it's just like watching paint dry. And again, like I said, I've seen three-hour shows that just zip by. And that's the magic of theater. If it grabs you and holds you, we always look for that entertainment that gets us away from this crazy world we live in.
Yeah, if it grabs you, you're willing to stay in that environment for as long as it continues to grab you. And that's the nice thing about this production is, it's from what we're hearing from everybody is that's really happening.
Yeah, and again, it didn't make any difference with the cast. I mean, I saw a preview, but it was ready. There was and I'm forgiving on like if you flub a line or that, but I mean this thing just floated. It was as if Germelo had been playing the role for 6 months.
Great.
And when he came out and you know how he does that intro where he gets the audience involved. I mean from the first 3 or 4 minutes, he had me, and it was great. It just you're to be congratulated on the choice of shows and that beautiful location.
Well, thank you.
How's do you have a strong advance sale? Do you recommend people get reservations?
We certainly ask people to do reservations. What we find a lot of times is that because it's the park, we have a big walk up trade as well. So sometimes there'll only be 25 people on the books, and we'll end up playing to 65 people.
The way you're laid out too, you have plenty of room.
Right.
I mean, you could handle. Probably 700, 800,
right?
At least, within range. And again, you can hear it well. I had no problem with any bugs or anything. It was fine that way. Which and again, no cicadas, so you could hear every word.
Yeah. The other one thing I wanted to mention is that some people bring a picnic dinner with them. You know, they'll bring a picnic basket and have some wine and cheese. Don't tell the park district I said anything about wine.
Okay.
Technically, it's not allowed.
Okay.
They'll have beverages of their
beverages
choice.
Beverages in plastic, whatever.
Exactly.
Okay.
And, you know, some people go, you know, just like.
Yeah, there were some people last night that lay.
Just like at Ravinia, they'll lay out a white tablecloth and even bring out a little candelabra. People make it a destination. People say, I come here every year, and I've been coming for years and years and wouldn't miss it. And that's wonderful. And hopefully we can count on those people and then expand our audience as well.
Well, what's just great is everything doesn't have to be at the lakefront. I mean, it's getting to be gridlock downtown. I was at the Blues Festival a few days ago, and you just couldn't move. So it's nice to know that there are things out west for those of us who don't want to go to the lakefront and for people who live in the Oak Park area.
Sure, and really not that far from the city.
No.
Half an hour.
Right, you can ride on the Green Line. It's about a 10-minute walk from what the, I believe
the
Harlem
stop
on the Green Line.
Exactly right.
And or the Pace Bus at Harlem.
Sure.
And Harlem and Lake, and then you just walk over, what, one block east and then a long block east
half
and
a block
half,
north.
Right. And half a block. Yeah, you can see it from there.
Right.
Well, once more, give us a commercial. This is for the Oak Park Theater Festival. It's a production of Tally's Follies, which I think is absolutely marvelous.
Right, and we're playing opening night tonight, Friday, and we'll play Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays at 8 o'clock, Sundays at 7, through July 15th. And then Robin Hood right after that, July 20th through August 28th, I want to say.
Okay.
I just don't have a calendar.
Yeah, whatever the last weekend of of August.
Right.
I believe it is something like the 25th or say 28th, right. Whatever.
And of course, you can check the website again. There's lots of information on our website, www.oakparkfestival.com.
Okay. And what's the future for you?
The future for me right now is working on next season already.
Okay.
I have a couple of auditions coming up here and there. I do work as an actor here in town. Just missed being cast in The Odd Couple out at Oak Brook by a little bit. Right now, Oak Park is really a great love of mine, and I don't mind, you know, spending most of my time dedicating myself to the Oak Park Festival Theater.
Well, that's great, and it's a treasure, and I am, again, I feel bad I haven't been there before, but it's always great to discover something that a lot of people knew about and I just didn't, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to do this podcast, because A, it's a worthy venue, and B, the production is really terrific.
Great. Well, we're glad you found us.
Yeah, I am too. Thank you very much for your time, and folks, remember, go see a play this week.
Hello, Chicago, and welcome to another episodic episode of the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Mote, bringing you Chicago's theater news for the week of June 18th, 2007. The Joseph Jefferson Awards Committee presented their Citations for Excellence to the 2006-2007 Chicago theater season on Monday, June 11th. This was for all the Chicago theater productions that opened from April 1st, 2006 to March 31st of this year. Special awards were given to Lifeline Theater and Stage Left Theater, which they received for their body of work spanning decades. The Outstanding Play honors went to The Sparrow by the House Theater of Chicago and Blues for an Alabama Sky by the Eclipse Theater Company. Outstanding Musical honors went to Sideshow by Bohemian Theater Ensemble and Fiorello by Timeline Theater Company. All the directors of the Outstanding Plays and Musicals were honored as well. For the Top Acting honors, Principal Actor of a Musical went to Michael Mahler for Bailiwick's My Favorite Year, and Principal Actor in a Play went to Peter Oilo for his outstanding work in Actors Workshop Theater's Equus. Principal Actress in a Play went to both Michelle Corvias for Eclipse's Boy Meets Girl and Deborah Hurst for Profile's long-running Fat Pig. To fill you in on some of the stats of the awards, there were 109 nominations in 26 categories. 38 citations were awarded to 25 producing entities here in Chicago. The House Theater of Chicago took home 8 in total, 7 of which came from their production of The Sparrow. Bohemian Theater Ensemble took home 5, all of which came from their outstanding play, Sideshow. Eclipse Theater Company also took home 5, and Timeline Theater Company took home 4. For a full list of the recipients, click on over to Talk Theater in Chicago's Theater News section. And if you would like to hear interviews with many of the nominees and recipients, you just need to click through Talk Theater in Chicago's archives. We have many interviews there, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy them. And on a closing note, the Jeff's Equity Award ceremony will be held on October 29th at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts in Skokie, Illinois. Signal Ensemble Theater has announced the lineup for its 2007-2008 season, which will be held in residence at the Chopin Theater. Artistic directors Ronan Mara, Christopher Prentice, and Joseph Stearns announced the lineup featuring an entirely 20th century American playbill. The plays will include an iconic American drama, a Pulitzer Prize finalist, and the company's first musical. To start off the 2007-2008 season will be Fool for Love by Sam Shepard. This one will be directed by artistic director Ronan Mara and opening on August 3rd. Following that will be Old Wicked Songs by John Moranz. This one will be directed by ensemble member Christopher Prentice and opens on November 16th. And the musical of the season will be 1776. This one is also directed by Ronan Mara. 1776, the musical, will open on January 25th of next year. Tickets and subscription packages will be going on sale July 1st at SignalEnsemble.com. For more information, click on over to DocTheaterInChicago.com. The International Center for Women Playwrights and Around the Coyote prepare for the Chicago Hurrah 2007, a festival of the world's best women's playwright and their new plays. The festival will be running from June 21st through the 24th at the Around the Coyote Gallery Arts Complex. Chicago Hurrah 2007 will be presenting staged readings of new production-ready plays all by women from all over the world. This is a chance to provide them with a presentation that will take these scripts into full productions by full professional theaters. For more than 150 play submissions, 17 plays were chosen, exhibiting a wide variety of genres, styles, and subject matter. The Hurrah Festival will feature the largest and most diverse one-weekend-only assembly of plays, playwrights, actors, and directors in Chicagoland's entire theater season. For more information, visit www.internationalwomenplaywrights.org, or, of course, you can click on over to Theater in Chicago's Theater News section. Well, thank you very much for listening to this episodic episode of the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. We have come to the end of the news, but before we let you go, it's time for your Shakespeare Quote of the Week. The following quote comes from The Merchant of Venice, Act 1, Scene 3. Oh, what a goodly outside falsehood hath. Well, I can't thank you enough for listening to our little podcast. Remember, we are here every Monday with a new episode ready to stick in your ears. So until next time, I'm your host, Dustin Moat, reminding you that theater's happening. Don't miss it.
You are listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago Review Podcast. Tally's Folly by Lanford Wilson, directed by Michael Weber and produced by Oak Park Festival Theater at Austin Gardens. Review by Tom Williams. My first visit to the outdoor Oak Park Festival Theater was a pleasure. The weather was great, the park is lush and peaceful, and the play was outstanding. Lanford Wilson's wonderful script with Tally's Folly, the 1979 Pulitzer Prize-winning play, together with stellar acting from David Germlow and fine support from Maggie Graham, made for a marvelous night of theater. There's nothing like fresh air and a great play. Tally's Folly is a surprisingly intelligent work that is a romantic comedy, a love story about two aging singles with secrets who doubt they'll ever find a mate. Set in 1944 at the Tally's Boathouse in Lebanon, Missouri, Tally's Folly is a funny, thoughtful, and heartwarming romance. Two older singles, Sally, played by Maggie Graham, age 31, and David Germlow, age 32, met a year ago, and now Matt returns from St. Louis to propose marriage to Sally. The two are culturally worlds apart. He is a Jewish accountant and a city slicker, while Sally is a rural WASP daughter of a wealthy factory owner. She comes from a bigoted American small-town family. He is an Eastern European Jew with metropolitan sensibilities. Matt is determined to get Sally to marry him. The play unfolds as Matt glibly outlines his qualities as he comments on the world of 1944, war and all. Sally's resistance to Matt's overtures comes from her low self-esteem based on her secret from her youth. Matt works hard to demonstrate his wit, wisdom, and insight into the human nature, as he methodically struggles to both win Sally's heart and unearth her resistance to his love. The 97 minutes breezes by from director Michael Weber's swift pace and David Germlow's sincere and spirited performance. Germlow gives a tour de force performance here as he exudes warmth, charm, and strength as the accountant determined to finally find love at age 42. He'd be hard-pressed to witness a finer characterization than Germlow gave Matt Friedman. From his Eastern European accent to his sly, self-deprecating humor, Germlow wins us over instantly. We cheer for him throughout. Wilson gave Matt much to say, and Germlow wonderfully articulates several long speeches with aplomb. Maggie Graham is wonderful as the shy, sullen woman who is at first insulted, then captivated by Friedman's efforts. Graham slowly reveals her interest as she warms to trust the charming Matt. Graham gave a measured and nuanced performance that complements Germlow nicely. The two have a subtle chemistry that come across gradually towards reconciliation. Tally's Folly is an intelligent and clever two-hander that gives hope to all those who believe they'll never find someone to love. They need to be as determined as Matt. Wilson's script covers the World War II era from an immigrant and rural American perspective. This is a gem of a play with excellent acting. I give it a highly recommended rating. Tally's Folly by Lanford Wilson and directed by Michael Weber. Produced by Oak Park Festival Theater at Austin Gardens, located at 100 North Forest Avenue in Oak Park, Illinois. Now through July 15th. For tickets and more information, please call 708-445-4440.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Talk Theater in Chicago podcast. I would like to thank Jack Hickey for giving us the honor of interviewing him this week. I would also like to thank Tom Williams and Mark Meyer. Without them, this podcast would not be possible. And also, I would like to thank you, our listening audience. Remember, we are here every Monday with a new episode ready for your listening pleasure. So, until next time, I'm your host, Dustin Moat, reminding you that theater's happening. Don't miss it.